Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Tuesday, the 9th of January 2024. Today's topic is David Defeats Goliath. Our text today is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 17 verses 40 through 50. And he took his staff in his hand, and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag which he had, even in a scrip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the men that bare the shield went before him. Verse 42. And when the Philistine looked about, and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, and ruddy, and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, Am I a dog, that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air, and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. Verse 46. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee, and take thine head from thee. And I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose, and came, and drew nigh to meet David, that David hastened, and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag, and took thence a stone, and slang it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. Verse 50. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine, and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Our memory verse today is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 50. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine, and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. In 1400s, Joan of Arc was convinced that God called her to lead the French army against the English. With all boldness and courage, the then 17-year-old girl inspired her army in battle by wielding her banner and leading the army in a miraculous victory at Orleans that repulsed an English attempt to conquer France during the Hundred Years' War. The Lord is very much in need of valiant youths who could stand in the gap to rescue the perishing youths across the globe. Who would have ever thought that little David could bring down Goliath, the giant? David came with confidence in the Almighty God. With a stone and a sling, God gave him victory. He was able to achieve that feat because he trusted in God. David knew that he was in the center of the will of God and would be supported by God, who is faithful to deliver his children in times of trouble. Young people can overcome great giants and achieve unparalleled feat with the Almighty on their side if they are born again and courageous like David. Quote for the day: God gave him victory. The challenge for today is: achieve unparalleled feat with the Almighty. Prayer. O God, grant me unimaginable victory, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, Visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.